good shape, yeah. Like, you're watching your weight?
Well, I'm trying, not, that helps show much results, but,
I can barely, that kind of curve, but it's gonna pull out well. I have got, or to check this, but I think better on a couple of five, Well, one thing I was gonna suggest to your EDM people, I think it would be a nice thing if I, at some time, maybe, this might be a bit hard, I'm away, all of a sudden, I'm gonna have to do it, that I ought to spend a half hour with, our young teachers over there. And also, I think I ought to spend a half hour with the women. Does he, do they have any women, or are they all, lesbian? You know what I mean, a lot of normal, right? Okay. I mean, if, you know, so that we know that they're, because you see, I have with ethnic, shoot, and everything else. I just think the women ought to know the first year about that. On the client group, I don't know if he's gonna be there, and I don't know that necessarily. I'd like to get these out of the way, get these out of the way now, because I think I see most of them anyway. Oh, you are? Bringing the bill up, we can't do it earlier. Right, so. Welcome on over, what would be the? Yeah, yeah. And come up and say, we wanna implement it, take the team up. John Irvin, you're up on it, come on. I've got a problem, okay, good. Well, these things, I think, if, do you think of any other group like that, we give up, I spend a half hour, I spend an hour and a half. So that they sort of have that feeling, you know, they fly with, that they are, they're gonna end. Now, I wouldn't get into the stackers, generally, there's nothing, whatever it is, but, I mean, good groups, women's groups, there's a group on that here. But I wouldn't get in, I don't wanna see that ethnic group, like, this is, they're useless. They're useless for me, no, I mean, well, I meant, I'm sorry, I don't even know the ethnic group, just to be that, the one with the committee is, so, actually, remember, I've met those one dozen times, if we have a different group. Well, bring them in too. Yeah, well, you see what you wanna do there, okay. Well, don't put it on any calendar, so that we don't have to do that, okay. So that's money for the stuff. Pat has agreed that she will go, I've talked to her about the lives, and, she's also a few over to the square, and, I'll let them tell the center that I would like to, apparently you said to that thing, like you said.
Now, the boat's moving along too fast.
I kind of like the idea of going up there somewhere.
Well, we'll do that, but we'll do it after the bill.
Do you think it would be that grant signing a little
bit? I don't think so. Because.
So what, could we take a team along?
That's what you'll do.
You see.
You take the team, and you go in, and you'll meet with people in Wilkes-Barre, and with the federal
thing,
and state officials.
And I don't want to be able to just go behind closed doors and sit around.
That's right.
I'd like, you know, I don't want to be out so quickly.
The exterior damage in Wilkes-Barre is very bad. Houses all. combination, whole street tile.
Yeah.
So on. And you can go to a place like that, and you can talk to people right there in front of those things.
I say, I mean, this is, I want to be able to say, this building, this is.
Yep, yep.
And how are you, and I can turn to somebody and say, no, I want to take care of this.
Yeah, you say, this fellow, how are you doing here?
Now,
he says, gee, I'm having a hell of a time, you know. And what's the trouble? Well, I can't seem to get these guys to get my house repaired.
But we'll have shop along.
You'll have.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah. We put it on market.
Well, that makes a pretty big day for you, and I don't think we get that much more out of it. It's just this, it's a repeat, and with not a severe damage.
Well, that's something else.
That's true.
We can, let's do Wilkes-Barre.
We can do another New York.
Well, I had my comments, so what following position at this point in time? And I really think probably this can't be considered what that started fairness the other way around. And I mean, my main note of their conversation. I think in one of your pressing backgrounds, you know, you say, why do you have this fall, it's so done and crucified by and what happened in Texas, and what happened in 62 and so forth. We have not used part of this office to go after it. And my temptation is after it, what it was. Of course, you know, we used to have but not a bad thing to point out, right? They talk about all the damn things we do, right? And we have not gone after it. We have not, we have others.
Yeah, that will fit nicely in a line that I've been trying to do. In fact, that you have done a number of politically unpopular things because they were right to do.
Yeah.
And yet you're supposed to be the politician.
Yeah.
And this has not played, I've not peddled it. Nobody's picked it up,
right.
But this would fit in.
Now, we're looking to the future. Thinking, for example, folks, and so forth. I think we have to revert. I think what happened in the past is we came in, repeating one whole lot. Second, because of the fact that we closed the line. Here is the point. The reason is we ask people to join the cabinet. I
congressman, young guy, and say to him, all right, now this is what you're gonna do. You're gonna get over there and you're gonna do this and this and this and this. And if you aren't gonna do that, you don't get the job. And a guy like that's gotta jump like a trout. He just got to. He's ambitious.
And put him in the cabinet.
And then put him in the cabinet. You give credit to youth and all that. You've got a guy that's totally controllable. I don't know.
Well, anyway, let me say that what concerns me is that, well, they've been fully corrupt, abused, and so forth and so on. When it comes to the hard knocks, when it comes to the hard places, we've got damn few people standing up there front of us. You know, they're just not there and they're ending with us and things. I think for that reason, Malik Kalman, which is an honor to have done on the case, you're lucky, of course, to address these nerves and important. Now, I think too that, frankly, not in terms of persecution, because I think that that's not, that there is a cry of shame that you have not gone to themselves, crossed to themselves. They are crooked. You know what I have. And I think that by that, on the internal revenue, we've got to have somebody in the Treasury, and then somebody in the IRS, and then we ruthlessly go after it. I think the same thing does as well for us. Or would you agree?
I hope you do it. I really do.
But don't you think you ought to?
Absolutely.
I think you ought to.
You have a guy like Kimmelman walking around, and we haven't let it go our line. We've got a hell of a job on the New Jersey Democratic political machine. We'll destroy it. You know, just literally destroyed it. But that's because Mitchell knew that situation. He had some zeal where that was concerned, and he went after it. But inside the departments and over on the national Democratic side, we just never let it go along.
He's fucked.
Well, you didn't get any of the national guys at all. You got a lot of little fish and little calories in a few states.
No, there's one other thing. There is a possibility that it's a long shot, but at least it's a possibility. You wouldn't have said it's a possibility. If he win one, back up, puts in place. So what? You say what you put forward. system. Why the hell are you doing it? We lost Michigan. Same with both, we lost, you know, they both can't, they can't pay, I know. But really, those are mistakes. We shouldn't have appointed both, we shouldn't have appointed Rock, we shouldn't have appointed Hickman. Why are we doing it? We're trying to get people to do well on it again. Do you understand we will have none of those compulsions this time? Is that correct?
What sort of, long-range thinking about a cabinet personnel do you want to do? Do you want us to feed you names?
I don't want to do it.
For the next few months, or do you want to wait?
I don't want to do it until November 7th.
Okay.
I think that everybody should concentrate solely, even budget and everything else, let's just concentrate on the election, and after that, we'll go like gangbusters.
Okay.
But, people can be thinking names of their little dollars,
second of the
palace, and after that, we'll get to work on it. But, I mean, it's better, there must be a something I can say to people. That's one thing you can keep watching, I guess, okay.
And there's a residue here. We've got a reservoir.
Right on.
We probably have staff people to put out into that subcabinet.
Well, we can put them in the subcabinet.
Sure.
And you never know what.
Loyal, true blue guys that we can count on. But,
right.
We'll do it.
Yeah. So I just think, though, that we ought to figure out. Now, what we can do between now and the election, I think all of them are just legitimate. First, they're all trying to give up the right people. Second, so that's hard. Second, I do feel that we should not just not try. I just think they've got to, because basically they're throwing stuff at us. We've got to put it on that.
Well, I
like they Hughes. If they bring out that goddamn Hughes loan again, I think we're gonna break this over O'Brien's head.
Well, I wouldn't wait. I'd kinda like to throw a little figure. I'm gonna get Schultz tomorrow and gotta take this to that. And I'm gonna ask him to have the IRS go behind that entry in that report again.
Right.
And call for those returns. Every little legitimate thing for them to do. We don't need to appear in the ball.
No. And it doesn't need to do it because our is the Hughes thing.
But it's under investigation.
Not investigation. Why are we investigating Don?
No, we're investigating John Meyer. Investigating a guy named Cleveland. Because when Hughes bought all those mining claims out of Nevada, there was a big kickback. It was about a $9 million kickback, where Hughes actually paid about $9 million more for them than they were worth.
Now, the only problem about the Jordan Hughes stuff up, is you wonder what the Hughes people are going to say about knowledge.
I think we know pretty much everything there is to know about that. And I don't think it's...
Well, the incident, in fact. Anyway, it's an old story.
That's it.
They'd have a hell of a time.
This, we're not going to publish necessarily. We just want O'Brien to quit sleeping nights.
How do you get the word?
And the word. He's going to get an audit. They're going to pull his return. They're going to take a look. There's a payment to Napolitan. They call him in for an audit. They say, what is this? Did you have anything to do with that? And he's going to get an attorney or an accountant.
Sure. Well, John, the point is that, as I told you, 1961, birds are aggravated. I wrote the damn book. Those sons of bitches came up and they went after him and said, how much did you pay for your house? It's horrible.
Sure.
And I scared the little monkeys out of him because I got the guy in the home one day. And I said, now look, I said, you can go ahead and investigate this. You do. But you're not going to ask for an investigation of the house. The best of it, I don't know. They cool off not that fast.
But
let me say, it worried me. That was my point.
That's a point. It bothered me. That's a very disquieting episode, you know.
They went after Pat, I remember, on whether or not he could pay Social Security for the whole thing.
That's a goddamn thing like that.
But they were harassing all the time.
What happened here is a Howard Hughes in there. So I said, what the hell was that for? And he said, they're after me on Nepal. Further, I shared his feelings.
Right.
Joel said, well, geez, wait a minute now. Let's take a look here and see what they've got. He said, come over. And I'll go back and forth about it.
Right. That's what we're going to do. And just tell George he's to do it.
I will.
George's got to understand this. What is George's, what is he trying to do? To say that he can't play politics?
Maybe
he doesn't understand what
the way it came up. It didn't come up in this setting at all. It came up, he phoned me because this young fellow, Roger Barton, is over there, and we've been wanting him to be Deputy General Counsel of IRS, because he'd be in a position to do a lot more. George called and said, geez, I am really having trouble with this. My bureaucracy is really wild about this. This guy is known to be a loyalist and a hard ass, and so on. So I'm having a lot of flack. As George, that's the only guy we got the whole IRS.
Now his bureaucracy. I want to know how many of those people are at our government at my feet. Aren't there several?
Well, sure, the top six or eight guys.
Out with them. Yeah. Every one of those back is out. No. But after that, I think the whole bunch goes out just because of this. I do agree.
It's sure going to be a great move. It'll be a marvelous move.
You know, really, I want you to come down to it. So they say, we haven't got any experience. You'll kick their ass out of there.
They got 4 years to learn.
That's right. And they can learn it. It isn't all that difficult. But out of their asses go. And then investigate the bad. They probably went on the tail.
Maybe this guy who's over there knows the names and numbers of all those players.
All right, but yeah.
And I want to keep him in position for just that reason.
Just tell George is ready for action. As you well know, he's one of the two that I think is worth keeping down. Because he's an honest, decent man.
Bright as hell.
The question is that he needs probably an undersecretary to pull the lawyers.
A policy.
He's a nut cutter.
Yeah.
That's what we need. And he's got to take one. I mean, not a trouble walker. Charlie, you go back to bank?
No.
He's fine. Now, the other thing is that it occurred to me that on this food thing, I saw a Colson come today, so I'm pretty sure that we went up 9% over the last year. That's uncomfortable. Actually, too, that much. Now, of course, you could say that's, let's say, well, the farmers are getting to do it. I've also heard that farm income has really skyrocketed.
Yeah.
The farmers can't be bitching. They're bitching the hell out of them. The cattlemen can't be bitching. They're rich as hell. But the point that I make is this. It's a 9% increase. And so this is a wholesale price.
Yeah.
We'll get a lot. And next, it'll be reflected in the next 2 months more.
Part of the there's less correlation. It used to be because of controls. And actually, it will not show up that strong, they tell me, in the consumer price index.
All right. What I've got to tell you is I know what you're discussing. It's the other things. But why? But I think you should first consider what is important part of this comment. And I will put it strictly the comment on the basis of John Bullock's element. You're the author. We do this, you've got to be independent. You've got a hell of a problem. We've had a hell of a record of inflation. The better our record, the worse our polls. And frankly, that is all of us not. The more I think about it, Tom, I think you've got to find a way to really just slap a freeze on for 90 days. I don't know what you should do that. Any results yet of your investigation?
Well, I've got some. They're scattered yet. I don't feel like I've got a whole picture.
Has anybody did what encouragement from that way? Everybody has.
No, there's some of them give some encouragement, and they're the politicians in the family. Butts goes just right up the wall, of course. And yeah, when he gets up there, he says, well, now if you're going to do this, I want to talk to you because there's some things we've got to do first. So he's realistic about it. He's not irrational. He's not going to resign. He's going to help us. you to do some Benjamin Franklin algebra here, with two columns, the fors and the againsts, and let me have your very best thinking of all the reasons for and against and how to do this if you decide to do it. So he said, all right, I'll have that over there in 24 hours. And I've got it again.
Second part. When can we
discuss it? We can discuss it, I would say, Monday.
We'll be off the burn.
No, I haven't. I've got a request in for appointment, but I haven't seen it. That's one thing that,
well, you put your request. If you told the president that.
No, I haven't done that.
I'd like you to put it right, but maybe you don't mean it. I've got some special request for the president to talk to you. He needs your advice on something, but he doesn't want to get it directed.
Right.
For reasons that you do understand.
Okay.
But then try to sell our, because I'm in awe and say, well, you want to bust the unions. But this is not one priority. You see, if we could hit this, we then have to use the economic game. That's a great passport. And there isn't anything else to go out of unemployment, it's still hanging about 5.5, we think.
Not bad. Yeah. It heats off almost everything.
Even in Seattle.
He doesn't want to come back to government. there's a commitment someplace on the spot like that. And he just turns us down on everything that he tended to, try to get him on some commissions and stuff, but he just got a flat no, that he gives us on all of it. What I'd like to see is get as a sort of a businessman innovator.
Yeah.
Not an innovator, it doesn't think in those terms.
Yeah, some guy like, that fellow was right to read for a while.
Yes, yeah, get a guy like that, or a young businessman type who's got it made, like say, Sam Wiley or somebody of that cut.
Yeah.
Doesn't need the money.
I do not want a professional educator in that job. I don't want anybody from the Columbia School of Education. I don't want anybody from Cal. I just can't tell you how strongly I feel. I think that the country is sick to death of the goddamn educated. Am I wrong?
I think you're right.
Connolly feels his terrible wrong.
You're right.
He's taking overlord on it, but I just think,
well, I think we're on the right track with this first guy we had, if his leanings are good, right? But he's just a haywire on something.
We need a devil on business. Why don't we freeze corporate profit?
Yeah, I got your note on that today. That's pretty interesting.
Well, you saw what happened to him.
Yeah.
The goddamn corporations are making money hand over fist.
Go for it and so on.
It knocked the hell out of the stock market for a while. I don't know what that does. Maybe that was in New York.
Well, I did. I got that a little while ago, and I dictated a question to Rumsfeld. I don't quite understand why that happens. Our controls are supposed to be on profit margin. That's the theory of our price controls.
I know the problem. They're on the margins, but not on the numbers. So as the economy grows, sales increase, volume increases. Even though your margins may be down, I want to know about that. And those factors are making money. Now, that's something that labor has a legitimate fee. We keep labor down to 5.5. Corporate margins are up there. We really ought to keep. What do you think?
Well, it's an intriguing idea as a couple to this other freeze.
If we could.
Well, in effect, it's a tax.
It'll knock the hell out of. Knock the hell out of.
Well, see, that's, these are the kinds of questions I was asking this important group this morning, this trade off.
Yeah.
Are we so solid in the business community? Are we so solid in the market that we can afford the trade off, using up some of our equity in that area in order to make a jump at the populous states where the consumers are, the folks are?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk some more about it Monday. They want to chew on that as well. Pretty fancy play.
Well, corporate profit margin is 20%.
Well, I've got something started on that. I'll be back to you. Vacation right now, taking a week off. But he's been out quite a lot. The problem is the groups he speaks to. He's preached to the choir. He's talked to bar associations and criminologists and penologists and judges and that kind of stuff. And that's a sort of vice of that job. It's with an awful lot of that stuff. Go to professional associations. He really ought to be out talking to labor unions and to groups of
active or labor unions, women's clubs,
yep.
You know what I mean, that sort of thing. If you're going to talk to a group, and then of course get this padding out there on television.
Yeah. Well, see, he's still terribly gun-shy about that.
But oh,
yeah. Well, because of the ATT. This guy is scarred. It's very interesting.
He's pretty the last.
He's tender, no, he's just tender as hell, he thinks he's a pariah.
Hopefully.
And, I grant you, and I'm working on him, and, it's coming. But, he's wanting to keep his head way, way down. Now, there's some of the second term syndrome in there, too. I think he figures he's gonna ride out these few months. And, then he's gonna retire, he's gonna find a fat ball practice, and he's gonna bring it down to the United States.
It came up,
he actually didn't go to the convention. I was over there the other day, I was down for one day, didn't wanna go to the convention. Well, he just didn't figure that it would, yeah, and he didn't wanna be down there in case there were riots and that kind of thing, where he'd have to assume direct local command and so on and so forth. And so I talked to him about being in a box and being visible and getting on television and some of that stuff, and he's gonna go. But,
He really
leans
in. To me, that Harlan's public spirit is a very probably soft.
That's right. That's right.
Very sensitive.
It hurt his wife, it hurt his kids, and that's got to him. And he doesn't want to do that again.
That's yesterday's story.
Yeah.
He would not ask.
I went through Carter Rigmarole and my president wants you down there and present this subject matter and make best with anybody in the whole sort of thing. He's gonna go. But that's a problem. He's saying there's these guys along. Doc Martin, on the other hand, they're gonna both be delegates. He's gonna be in platform committee and the rules committee, and he's on the floor of that fellow.
You gotta say this for Ron, for Bolton. He was asked.
Oh, yeah. He's out speaking. Yeah.
But the way we're gonna handle him.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. He's
driving everybody up the wall.
He's not gonna be a problem about such a thing. Richardson is a hell of an asset.
Richardson, he's an arsehole.
Well, he makes problems because of his liberal.
He's liberal, and also because of his constituents.
And he's got a hell of a constituent. Sure. But he tracks follow voters quite a bit.
Just smart.
He's very smart. Fanatic. Smart. Persistent.
Other issues.
He's kind of like Schultz in a way. He could do a lot of different things. He could stick him in a lot of different places.
Time focus this, but I thought you should look at it tonight. It's the introduction to a mid-year economic review by CEA. It has to be approved tonight if you want. You may want to take it in the car with you.
Oh, hell.
that you can put in, I will approve it, except for the fact that you should put in the conferences for, while we have cut the rate of inflation in half, the increase in the price of food, put that in, that's gonna be in the, we cut the rate of inflation, major concern. I want to acknowledge that fact.
Okay.
Alright.
I called Smathers a while ago. And, he's been passing the hat among his clients. Come out strongly for it, so on and so forth.
Son is primary.
Son is still his primary. He can't, as he goes, he can't come out until that's over. And or Congress adjourns, which I guess will be around the same time. And so he told his son to run for Republican.
Congress adjourns, you mean for the convention?
After the convention. And I said,
primary that far off?
I said, you don't need to wait that long. Well, he said, no, actually, he said, we've spoken to the railroad, and it's about to come out right then. And, so I think the primary probably doesn't make as much to be answered as the, even its coloration with Staggers. That's what everybody was in our sentence.
Well, did we tell them to be there at 6?
Yes, sir.
On the vote? Well, God damn him, he ought to come out.
Well, that's just the opening offer. And, I'll be back at him. He didn't do much for us on the substance of the bill. And, so we're gonna get together and see if we can put a squeeze on the bill on that.
Well, let me say that I really think that on this whole economic thing where I kinda hate to see Herb and George have to take the raps that they are, because they're all terribly proud of what has happened, justifiably so. And we all know, they all know, that in a free economy there's always spots that don't work very well. And it's always gonna be that way. The difficulty is that we have one right now, this on the food price. I can assure you next year you probably aren't gonna have a whole problem. Farmers will grow more pigs this year.
Yeah. Well, they already have grown more chickens.
It's already happening in the cow.
There will be more.
That's right.
And
right, sure. Hi, Chief.
I'll take that. And would you mind putting that briefcase over the,
yes.
The briefcase should go in the,
but I think you could do both.
Yeah.
You can have both. think that what